how do you see your field changing?
At the moment, my small section, narrowing it down to sort of experimental storytelling in digital spaces and augmented reality, I think it's an incredible cusp moment. The changes that have been so dramatic since I finished my doctoral work in 2000 anyway, in terms of people's existing literacies, in terms of what people, in terms of the devices they carry, I mean, that has been, you know...
huge.
13 years since I did my doctoral work, it's absolutely a sea change, and I think we're going to see that again.
Yeah.
Even very small things, thinking, well, people, I download and pay for anybody's digital poetry app, like being able to like sell and circulate these things, being on platforms where, you know, something is uploaded and there are 1,000 hits on it. That's a huge departure from zine culture, you know, 2,000 hits by the next morning, in terms of how people are receptive to the digital. In terms of augmented reality itself, the idea that devices have gone small, I think, is a really sort of a cusp moment where the handheld device will mediate the way we are looking at the world. But we've got Google Glass coming out. Here in Toronto, Steve Mann's really, you know, pioneering revolutionary work in terms of how we are going to have different hardware that can enable these sorts of experiences. And I'm hoping to be collaborating with him more intensely in the near future. And I think the hardware is changing, the software is changing. We've spent years trying to build easy, expressive tools for artists so that we get a critical mass of content. I don't think we have the compelling content isn't there yet. We like to think of our lab as being sort of, we imagine like 10 years into the future, 15 years, what kind of translatable skills. I'm a very story-driven person. I still think that there are things that we crave and that will appear in different forms in different media. And I think we, you know, in the lab, we've spent a lot of time trying to, you know, we joke about our cinema of attractions moment, and we can be like, look, it pops up, and how long that's going to last. And I think that moment is over, and the next moment is coming, and the new devices are coming, and more people will have them. And finally, I think we do have a critical mass where we'll see more excellent work, where we learn from, we've produced tons of kind of mediocre work. Yeah. And I think that's amazing. I think we learn from all of those failures, and I'm absolutely excited. I think I was at the Augmented World Expo in Santa Clara in the spring, and you're talking about it being, you know, multi-billion-dollar industry coming, and that's also the real change. You know, I have a sort of a hidden little section of the university where nobody cared what I did. It's quite well funded in terms of humanities, social science, humanities research council, Canada Council funding. We've received amazing assistance from Canada Foundation for Innovation, Ontario Research Excellence. But when I first was establishing the lab and thinking, oh, you know, we for a variety of reasons concerning intellectual property, that we had to sell some software, just because of how that worked out, I thought, oh, you know, I should really get some funding to see about a business model and see about price. No interest. Like, there was sort of this, it was like crickets. Like, there is no future in this. Who would use this? How will it be used? And now, you know, that moment has passed. You start to realize that this is it's a massive industry, and I think there's a lot at stake for humanists, for creative people. You know, is this going to be entirely, you know, another way that our lives are instrumentalized, and, you know, a horrible digital overlay of nothing but advertising on everything, or is it going to be a chance for a crazy poetic world?